Christ
to the hill.
Knowing
my help is coming from you.
Your peace. Beginning.
That he's keeping you, I dare you, I double dare you to give him praise. Praise him through your problem. Praise him in spite of your trouble. Watch him show up. The Bible says he inhabits the praise of his people. If you need him to show up, I dare you. Give him praise. Give him praise. Echo no no. Echo no no. Oh, he's in this place. Bless his name. Bless his name. Father, we thank you now for this preaching privilege. Yes, Lord. We pray, God, that you would speak a word into our hearts. Thank you. A word that will consecrate us, God, towards worshiping and praising you in spirit and in truth. We thank you. We thank you for mothers. We ask your blessing upon every mother in this place and under the sound of my voice. We thank you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Let us stand. I want, as we stand, I want to thank Sister Alkeisha Brown Braxton. The roses. Are there any ladies who didn't get a royal rose? Would you raise your hand if you didn't get a rose? All right. Amen. Y'all just let her know. She's going to get them. We thank her. We budgeted for carnations. And amen. She got roses. And, all right. Amen. So, and we definitely, Veronica, make sure we get one for our mother if you didn't already. You did already. Amen. Amen. All right. Let them know if your mother is deceased, we have the white roses for you. If your mother is living, the red roses are for you. So if you raise your hand, if you did not get a rose, over here, Sister Kamiola, she needs a white one. All right. And while they're doing that, go ahead and turn in your Bibles to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1 and verse 5. 2 Timothy, chapter 1 and verse 5. Amen. There you will find these words. Let me give them just another second. All right. 2 Timothy, chapter 1 and verse 5. Uh-huh, that's it. All right, all right. 2 Timothy chapter 1. And there you will find these words. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, I am persuaded is in you also. Amen. God bless you. I want to talk for just a few moments from this subject, a mother's faith. Amen. A mother's faith. God bless you. Thank you, ushers, a mother's faith. On this Mother's Day, and let me say again to my mother, happy Mother's Day, and to all mothers, happy Mother's Day. On this Mother's Day, we pause to thank God for the women who carried us, prayed for us, corrected us, cried over us, sacrificed for us, stood between us and danger we didn't even know was there. Because if the truth be told, many of us are here today not just because of our own strength, but because mama prayed us through. I wonder if I got any witnesses in here today. There are some people in this room who should have lost their mind, but mama prayed. Somebody in here should have given up. But thank God, mama prayed. Somebody should have died in depression, addiction, confusion, bitterness, or despair. But thank God, mama was praying. And can I tell you something? A praying mother is one of the greatest gifts God gives to this world. Your mother may not have had a degree. She may not have had money. She may not have lived in a mansion, but if she knew how to call your name before God, You ought to be grateful this morning. Some mothers cooked with one hand and prayed with the other. Some mothers worked double shifts and still made it to church on Sunday morning. Some mothers went without, I'm a witness, so their children could have something. Some mothers carried pain silently while holding everybody else together. And today we honor our mothers. This sermon is not just about biological mothers. This is for every woman who has nurtured, who has covered, who has mentored, who has encouraged and spiritually mothered somebody else. Because motherhood, my brothers and sisters, is bigger than biology. Sometimes the woman who raised you did not birth you. Do I have any witnesses today? Sometimes the woman who prayed for you was not your blood relative, but God placed a mothering spirit in her life. Paul tells Timothy, the faith in you first lived in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. In other words, before Timothy became the great preacher that he was shaped by faithful women. And that leads us to the truth of this text. The first thing I would remind you is that a mother's faith creates spiritual foundations. How many of you can thank God for a good foundation? Paul says this faith dwelt first in Lois and Eunice. That means before Timothy ever preached publicly, faith was practiced privately in his home. Can I tell you something, my brothers and sisters? Real faith is not first learned in the church building. It's learned around kitchen tables. It's learned doing late night prayers. It's learned through watching somebody trust God when life gets hard. Some of us learn faith from watching mama stretch groceries, watching mama pay bills and still praise God. See, that's what's wrong with some of us modern day Christians, amen. When it gets tight, when the money gets funny and the change gets strange, we silence our praise and we delay in our worship. But is there anybody here who can thank God that you had a mama who had enough faith that even when the bills were late being paid, she still knew God was worthy to be praised? You ought to give him praise today. Watching mama cry at night and worship in the morning. Because mothers teach lessons that words alone cannot teach. They teach how to trust God in trouble. They teach how to stand in adversity. They teach how to love through pain, how to survive disappointment, how to keep going when life gets heavy. I look at my mother and I thank God for my mother, 97 years old. Her mind is still good and strong, amen. And there are times that she tells stories about stuff that she went through as a child living up in Sicily Island on the bayou up there, amen. How they could see the ground through the floor in the house and all of that. And yet she still has her faith in God. She's still willing to tell somebody it was God who kept us. It was God who brought us through. Amen. And let me say to the younger mothers in this place today, your children need to see you model faith in your life. Amen. They need to see you call on that name that is above every name. They ought not ever, amen, have to look at you when you're at your wit's end talking about giving up and throwing in the towel. They need to see real faith modeled in your life so that even when times get hard, you still have a praise. Even when you find yourself in trouble, you still know how to call on the name of the Lord. Where my folk who, if you're not too mean and you're not too proud, right now, in spite of what you're going through, you can give God praise. Because storms will make you appreciate the faith of your mother. And watch this. Timothy became powerful publicly because somebody was faithful privately. That means mothers do behind, amen, that means what mothers do behind the scenes matters. The world may not applaud it. Social media may not celebrate it. But heaven sees every prayer whispered over sleeping children. God sees the mothers who are tired. God sees the mothers who feel unnoticed. God sees the single mama trying to do everything by herself. God sees the grieving mother, the adoptive mother, the grandmama who's raising grandchildren. God sees you today. God sees the spiritual mothers holding families together, and God says what you do matters. Because a mother's faith creates spiritual foundations. But not only that, a mother's love carries extraordinary strength. Can I push this a little further? Mothers carry a kind of strength that often goes unnoticed. Strength to keep smiling while breaking inside. Strength to nurture while exhausted. Strength to hold families together under pressure. A mother can be hurting and still make sure everybody else is all right. Do I have a witness today? That kind of strength does not come from human power alone. That kind of strength comes from God. The amazing thing about mothers is how often they keep pouring while empty. See, I know something about that. Because as your pastor, there are times I've got to stand here and allow the Holy Spirit to help me pour into you when I need pouring into myself. But mothers do it every day. Many times they're tired. Many times they're frustrated. Many times, amen, they're dealing with one problem here and another problem there. But they still have to keep their children motivated. They still have to keep their spouses encouraged. Thank God for mothers. They encourage when discouraged. They give while lacking. They comfort while grieving. They fight while wounded. And if we're honest, some of us didn't fully understand our mothers until adulthood. Am I by myself up in here? Stuff I used to, amen, get mad because my mama was fussing about, close that refrigerator. Man, couldn't appreciate that till I had my own refrigerator, my own light bill. Amen, amen. Eat all the food off of that plate. Amen. I couldn't appreciate that until I experienced money getting funny and changing. Come on, where are my witnesses at? Many of us will have to admit that we didn't really understand our parents until we got grown. Because children often see the sacrifice, but they don't see the struggle. We saw food on the table, but not the stress behind the bills. Saw the clean clothes, but not the exhaustion. Saw the celebration, but not the silent tears. But mothers carry extraordinary strength. I wish I had about 10 witnesses who know your mother held things together when everything around her was falling apart. Some mothers survived divorce. Some mothers survived betrayal. Some mothers survived poverty. Some survived sickness. Some survived heartache. Some survived burying loved ones. And yet they still got up every morning saying, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Y'all, that's strength. Come on, thank God if you have the memory of a strong mother, you know you've got a strong mother. Her strength is in God. And let me say this to every mother listening today. Don't underestimate your influence. Your children may not say it enough. Your family may overlook it sometimes. But your labor is not in vain. Oh my, oh my, oh my. I wish some of you who can testify like me that it mattered. Amen. The hugs mattered. The conversations mattered. The discipline mattered. The prayers mattered. The rides to school and to practice and all of that, it mattered. The meals mattered. The encouragement mattered. Mama, you planted seeds you may not even see yet. And sometimes mothers are discouraged because they don't see immediate results. But hear me, God knows how to water seeds long after you've planted them. Some of us are living off of prayers our mothers prayed years ago. A mother's faith creates spiritual foundation. A mother's love carries extraordinary strength. But there's one more thing I want to tell you, and I'm going home. A mother's legacy continues beyond her presence. Paul tells Timothy that the faith that was in his grandmother and mother now lives in him. That's what you call legacy. Legacy. Legacy is what keeps speaking after your voice grows quiet. Legacy is what survives after you leave the room. Legacy is what lives in the hearts of people that you've impacted. And mothers leave legacies everywhere. Every lesson, every prayer, every correction, every sacrifice, every word of wisdom, every act of love, it keeps on speaking. Some can still hear mama's voice right now. Baby, keep God first. Treat people right. Pray about it. Don't you dare quit. The Lord will make a way somehow. And for some people, this Mother's Day is difficult because your mother is no longer physically here. But can I encourage you? Love does not die. Faith does not die. Legacy does not die. If she planted God in you, then part of her still lives every time you pray. Every time you worship, every time you stand strong, every time you choose faith over fear, her legacy, mama's legacy, is still speaking. And church, the greatest thing a mother can leave her children is not money, not houses, not status. The greatest thing, mama's in here today, that you can leave your children is faith in God. Come on, come on, come on. Because money can disappear. Cars can break down. Property can fade away. But faith will carry you through every season of your life. Faith will hold you when grief comes. Faith will sustain you when trouble rises. Faith will comfort you when life seems uncertain. That is the power of a godly legacy. And now I feel my help coming. Because when I think about mothers, I think about how their love reflects the love of God. God comforts like a mother. God protects like a mother. God sacrifices like a mother. God covers like a mother. And the reason mothers keep loving us through our failures is because they are reflecting the heart of God. Where my mama's at, who, if you could testify right now, you would have to admit that your children haven't done it all right. As a matter of fact, some of them have made some major mistakes, but you love them anyhow because you are reflecting the kind of love that God has for his children. Because God keeps loving us
even when we fall short. And that's why we celebrate mothers today. Not because they are perfect, but because they loved imperfect people faithfully. Can I close this thing? If you know your mother prayed for you, you ought to thank God right now, because some of us were wild. Some of us were hard-headed. Some of us were stubborn. Some of us were rebellious. Some of us were confused. Some of us were lost in sin and running from God. But a mother's prayer kept pulling you back. You ought to thank God for your mother. I hear the old church saying, somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind. They took the time to pray for me. And aren't you glad that when you could not pray for yourself, you had a praying mama? You ought to thank God today. When you lost your way, mama prayed for you. When you were in danger, mama prayed for you. When you were in trouble, mama prayed for you. When you went off to college, mama prayed for you. When you went off to the military, mama prayed for you. And church, I close when I tell you, prayer still works. There is still power in prayer. Where are my witnesses at who know that prayer will change things? Prayer will turn it around. Prayer will make a way out of no way. I said prayer still works. Prayer can reach what money cannot touch. Prayer can heal what doctors cannot fix. Prayer can restore what life tried to destroy. And if God blessed you with a praying mother, you ought to give God praise. You ought to tell him thank you. You ought to bless him right now. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Won't he give you joy in the place of sorrow? Won't he give you hope? Hope for tomorrow. If you love him, give him praise. If you love him, tell him thank you. Do you want to know why? I'm thankful. I'm thankful because one Friday he died on an old rugged cross. They buried him in a borrowed tomb. But early, early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hands. Power, healing power, saving power, delivering power. Give him praise. Give him praise. We thank God today for our mothers. Come on, stand on your feet. There may be someone here today.
We at the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church hope that Reverend Garner's message blessed and revived your spirit. Thank you for listening, and be sure and join us in